AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Congress is gearing up for votes on war powers after strikes on Iran.
The U.S. Congress is about to launch a war powers debate over President Donald Trump's authority to bomb Iran under largely unusual circumstances. The country is essentially already at war. The House and the Senate have prepared war powers resolutions for votes this week. The moment is a defining one for Congress, which alone has the authority under the Constitution to declare war. Unlike debates over the run-up to the Iraq War in 2003, the joint U.S.-Israel military attack on Iran is well underway. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the aftermath of an Iranian strike on Israel.
Israel's rescue services said that at least 9 people were killed and more were wounded in a strike that hit a synagogue in the central town of Beit Shemesh. Scenes of heavy damage were visible and scattered debris marked the site that was hit by an Iranian missile. At a funeral for the people killed, Yusuf Katz, the son of Oren Katz, who was killed in the strike, says, "My father, a dear man, yesterday you left us, and we didn't even have time to say goodbye. You're a special person. You always cared for everyone." Several other locations had been hit by Iranian missiles as well, including Jerusalem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meanwhile, newly appointed Iranian cleric Alireza Arafi says a new supreme leader will be quickly appointed. The 88-seat assembly of experts will choose a successor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed in a major attack by Israel and the U.S. over the weekend. No clear successor has been named. Traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has dropped. Ship tracking platform marinetraffic.com says transit through the choke point has fallen by approximately 70% since Saturday. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on the passing of legendary recording artist Neil Sedaka at the age of 86.
Neil Sedaka sold millions of records. The Brooklyn-born son of a Jewish taxi driver went to Juilliard and was recognized early on for his musical talents.
I started in the Brill Building here in New York, and we were taught to write hooks. Catchy songs, memorable songs.
He teamed up with lyricist and high school classmate Howard Greenfield for hits that embodied an era of 50s and 60s teen innocence, like Calendar Girl and Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. He had another string of hits in the 70s, including Laughter in the Rain. He was covered by many artists, including The Captain and Tennille. Their version of Love Will Keep Us Together was a 1975 number one smash. He kept writing and performing into his 80s. In a statement, his family writes they are devastated by the sudden passing of a true rock and roll legend and an incredible human being.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.